agreed to Lord. Your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. Go ahead, my Lord. Above all names, the one who reigns forever, still the same, let's praise the name. Jesus, name above all names, the one who reigns forever, still the same, let us praise the name. What the name that's higher, no other name that's stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious. Let's praise the name. No other name that's higher, no other name that's stronger, no other name. Forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us, no other name can free us, no other name so precious. Let's praise the name. Oh, we love to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ in us, and forgiving us our trespasses as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Excuse me, your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life, or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have thoughts against any. And I receive by forgiveness from all sins, and by cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil, or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him. Thanking you, Father Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come, says the Lord my God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full till it overflows. So, hallelujah, 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 for this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. But today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord, God of Hosts. So I shall live and not die, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His hesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost resurrection power, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise. Go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me. To worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord, my God. I thank you for the blood, I plead, the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I, who am to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice, and I and us, this Scatterbomb family, households and ministries who are to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because we belong to you, Father Love, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. So I wash us, this Scatterbound family, households and ministries, our lands and territories in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, my love, that you have taken us. You have taken my spouse and I and our children to where you want us to be, for it ends with me. Breaking bloodline curses, by the blood of Christ, I break any written or unwritten, knowing or unknowing, covenant, accord, contract, permission, or anything like that. I, my spouse, or anybody on our behalf or on behalf of our children, or anyone in our family, our lives, our households, and ministries, relationships, marriage, money, finances, harvests, lands and territories, our kingdom made with the occult world. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world, their stronghold and strongmen, all their powers and ability to steal, kill and destroy and deceive. And deceive us. They be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives and families, households, and ministries, or servants as this. And by the blood of Christ, I close any open door that would give them access to my spouse and I and our children's lives, to anyone in our family, households and ministries, relationships, money, marriage, finances, harvests, lands, territories, our kingdoms, our gardens of Eden. Thank you, Lord God of hosts, for crop failure, for any bad seed that my spouse and I and our children had planted. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be any one of the bad seeds, their stronghold and strongmen, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy and deceive us, that they shall not bring any harvest in my spouse and I and our children's lives or anybody else's lives to the thousand generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, and I forgive, Father Love, if I have aught against any, and I believe I receive my forgiveness from all sins, and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. I have washed my hands and feet and my spouse's and our children's hands and feet in the precious blood of the Lamb from Adam's curse and from Noah's and all our ancestors' and parents' curses pronounced. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be all the curse and all the curses, their strongholds and strongmen, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy and deceive us, our lives. I have washed our hands and feet in the precious blood of the Lamb, my spouse and I and our children, to the thousand generations are delivered. We are redeemed from all consequences of those curses, of their sins and of our sins, by the blood of the Lamb. Cursed be them all, their strongholds and strongmen, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy and deceive us, our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I have separated my spouse and I and our children to the thousands of generations, each one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries from every generational curse. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all generational curses, their strongholds and strongmen, all their powers and ability to steal, kill, and destroy and deceive us, our lives. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. They shall, none of us, the scatterbomb family, by any one of them in any way, shape, or form, wherever the light touches today and every day, that we each shall be delivered. And I believe I receive my father Abraham's generational blessing and multiplication, working in every realm of my spouse, my life, our children's, our families, households, and ministries, relationships, marriage, money, finances, health, wealth, riches, our lands and territories, our kingdoms, our gardens of Eden, which I have sealed with and in the blood of the Lamb. So by the blood of the Lamb, on our doorpost, on our lentils, on our doorposts and round about our lands and territories, our kingdoms, there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. Father Love, I thank you that you have wiped every tears from our eyes. There be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation, and he holds the keys of death and hell. Therefore, where we live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens, though hail flattens the forest and the sea is leveled completely, how blessed are we, this Kettlebell family, households and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream, and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and he will not, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Father Lord, I thank you that in our midst, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall then come down and prostrate before us, and they shall beg us, give us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, this Kettlebell family, households and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. And 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be that the church, his ecclesia, had been called to glory, the city of heaven, means the matter has been reaffirmed there by God, and that God will soon bring it about, as says the Lord God of hosts. Till then, we, the scatterbound family, households, and ministries, continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly in Christ, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. There is peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives, our families, our family, households, and ministries, lands and territories, our kingdom, our peace. For the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his of us, his beloved, his ecclesia, into glory to meet the Lord in the air without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this Kettlebell family, households, and ministries. Amen. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new. Excuse me, of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. If Thank you, Father, Lord, that it is written. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Okay, so the battle is the Lord's, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me. By the Spirit, I put to death the misdeeds of the body. The Holy Spirit living in me, his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him. The Lord my God, for I am the church called to glory. The steps of I, the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Holy Spirit, my mother of grace and truth. In you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. Father, love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So lead on, good shepherd, I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions, and I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within us, unto you, Father, Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Father, Lord, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth, by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. As it is said, you do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? We, the scatterbound family, household, and ministries, individually and as a whole, will stand before kings and not before unknown men. The Lord, walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us who love him and making our treasuries full. Excuse me. The wealth of the sinners that was stored up for us are finding their way into our hands. It is the blessing of the Lord. It makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. And Jesus heals them all. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, the blind see, the dumb speak, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, the lame are made whole, and the dead are raised to life. For see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So is there anything that he can do? Is there something too hard for the Lord? The Lord God of the God of the impossible, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I shall repay. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord has brought us, his beloved, this Scattered Brown family, households, and ministries out of Egypt, out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body, and there is none feeble in among us, this Scattered Brown family, households, and households and ministries. Thank you, Father Love, that you have washed our blood with the precious blood of Christ for the life of the bodies in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you, Father Love, for by the Holy Ghost resurrection power who lives in us and who never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who surrounds us like a fire by day and by night. You keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father. He keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. Thank you, Father Lord, for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Love, that the works of God be made manifest, be made visible in me. God, the Holy Ghost, the resurrection power, is replacing my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My daddy, quickening my mortal body, because of his spirit, his everlasting fire, who lives in me. Praise the Lord. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God of hosts. Thank you, Father Lord, for having restored my right leg and my right foot in every part of my body that needed restoration. And once again, I can run and dance and continuously declare that Jesus did it again. And it is marvel. And we, this Scattered Brown family, household, and ministries, will continue to declare that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And for the Lord has restored unto us the years that were lost and stolen and taken from us, and as giving us a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's name's sake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. Renewing our youth like that of an eagle's, our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. Thank you, Father Love, that you have truly blessed us and extend our territories. You help us, and you made us free of misfortune without pain. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock in him. There is no unrighteousness. So here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Praise, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory. My victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Therefore, Father Lord, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, and lands and territories, our kingdom, both in now and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus is Lord, to your glory. God our Father, in Christ Jesus, and the word spoken, faith released, and in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father Lord, we believe, we receive. We receive not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So we are resting, Father Lord, in your goodness expressed to your through your faithfulness to your word and to us, your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, your willingness to do so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. And through your loving kindness toward us, through your being an on time God, bonjour, ma. Bien dormi? Merci, Jésus. And through your being an on-time God, as it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows me and knows that I am a God, exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth. In this I am well pleased. So the Lord God has vindicated us in a scatterbound family, households, and ministries, the lands and territories, our kingdom, in his righteousness. The wicked are angry to see this. They gnash their teeth and waste away. The desires of the wicked come to nothing. Their own eyes have seen their destruction, and they have drunk for themselves the cup of the wrath of the Almighty. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So by the spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes, and your Son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, remember that you are always clothed with the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, and well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. For you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy to be praised. I love you, my sweetie.
Oh.
Thank you, honey. I love you, my sweetie.